Mike LaFave is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Mike, how are you?
Outstanding, Tony. Thank you.
I recently received a piece from you folks, and you wrote about the state pours interference on the liquor business. Tell us about this story.
Well, the story actually goes back to 1933 when we repealed prohibition. States were looking for ways to regulate alcohol after the repeal because there were still a lot of dries around who favored prohibition. They recognized prohibition was a disaster of policy sorts and still wanted to maintain some sort of control on the transportation and sale of liquor in a state. So 18 of our 50 states adopted what are called control states, and they effectively mandated that the state operate as the official wholesaler of spirits in their particular geographic area, the state itself. This as opposed to beer and wine. They believed that liquor was far more dangerous. We were not wine drinkers at the time, and beer did not have a high alcohol content. So they developed these control state systems where the state effectively set itself up as wholesaler. Some states went the extra mile and became the sole retailers as well. But Michigan did not, due to the fact that the state really, everything moved too fast, too quick, and they were able to license wholesalers for beer and wine without the same speed that they attempted with liquor. So they ended up allowing certain private sales to take place at the retail level for liquor, but maintained the wholesale role. And this occurred, by the way, that they actually maintained warehouses and a distribution system until about 1998 when Governor Engler tried to privatize the system. And they did that by shedding warehouses, but they retained their role as wholesaler. That means that they impose a markup of some 65% on every liquor bottle and mandate that the retail stores not sell below that. And then on top of that, they impose an array of taxes. So it jacks up the price that you and I pay for liquor when we purchase it, as opposed to states that do not have the same amount of control.
Mike, from your perspective, should our state be in the liquor business?
Not at all. The state should have shed that job back in 1998 when they had the chance. There are 32 other states that simply license wholesalers to bring liquor into the state, and there's no evidence that we can see, empirical evidence, that suggests those other states are less safe when it comes to people consuming alcohol.
And I tell you, if you look at the numbers, beer and wine are right up there with liquor, and much like fireworks, people just go across the border to get their booze.
That's correct. In fact, the LCC itself has admitted that they lose $14 million a year in revenue to smuggling efforts. And it's not just casual consumers going over the border to buy a fifth for their own collection. It's organized smuggling. And in 07, a distributor's driver was actually shot in a hijacking of his vehicle by people trying to get the liquor. And others have been hijacked without the violence. So it's a growing problem, I think, and one that's going to continue if we don't become more competitive. Because if you cross the border into Indiana, you can save about 20% on your liquor purchases.
Well, we are supposed to be a state that is getting government out of business. I find this piece here interesting where you write, nearly 80 years later, the bathtub gym has disappeared, but Michigan's LCC is still buying and supplying all liquor consumed in the state, making ours one of the 18 so-called control states with similar setups. Nevertheless, proponents of this system still argue that direct government control prevents an array of imaginary tragedies.
That's correct. In fact, there have been quite a few studies. Two of them are just working papers right now. They haven't even been published, that show the control states do not necessarily have greater problems with liquor as a result of the fact, or non-control states don't have greater problems with liquor as a result of the fact that it's cheaper and easier to access in those states. Other studies that I'm looking at now show that deregulation in other states have not caused problems that people swore would happen if they made it easier to obtain liquor, whether it's Sunday sales or getting rid of these official government-run retail stores like they have in Virginia and Pennsylvania.
You go on to write and list some samples of what the costs are as they are in Michigan and Indiana, and it's obviously much cheaper in Indiana. Who's responsible to legislate the Liquor Control Commission?
Well, the legislature set up the Liquor Control Commission and occasionally tweaked the law that that regulates it. But there's a 5-member board that constitutes the Liquor Control Commission, and they promulgate rules associated with the laws passed by the legislature for tighter control, for interpretation of the law. And we think this slows down the process of getting a new license or transferring an old one. You know, Michigan operates under a quota system where there's something like only one license for every 3,000 residents issued to, say, a retailer, a grocer, a restaurateur, that sort of thing. And we think that, too, increases the cost of doing business in the state.
What committee is responsible for this? Do you know?
Well, it's the Liquor Control Commission is the organization that's responsible, and they're a group in Lansing.
Right. Is there a legislative body, though, that oversees that?
Well, if there is, I'm not aware of their official name, because they're given, the Liquor Control Commission is specifically given power to do this operation.
All right. Now, I could say, Mike, well, geez, if we let these folks go private, we're going to lose all that funding.
Well, and therein lies the rub. In fact, I think that's why John Engler and the legislature in 1998 did not go the distance. But other states simply impose higher taxes, for instance, or they do without revenue. What would be the harm of cutting our budget even more to offset any revenue loss associated with removing the state from this wholesale business? You know, a bottle of liquor in Michigan, the first 65% of your costs is profit to the state. And then they impose four different taxes. There's a specific tax for the liquor purchase revolving fund, a convention facilities tax, a school aid fund tax, a tax that goes to the general fund. And then at the counter, when you're in the retail store, you pay a sales tax. So, and of course, there's the federal excise tax on top of it all. We have repeatedly shown billions of dollars can be saved by cutting various areas of state government without necessarily hurting services that are provided to Michigan citizens. They could do that and give businesses and consumers a break on their sale and consumption of alcohol.
All right, Mike, as I let you go, is anyone interested in changing this?
Absolutely. In fact, you may not know this, but the governor has constituted a Liquor Control Advisory Rules Committee to review the licensing rules that the Liquor Control Commission has imposed over the years, and that laws that the state has imposed over the years, in the hope of making it far more efficient for businesses to acquire licenses, among other things. And the members have not been selected yet, but we expect them to be selected and have their first meeting by the end of the first week of August.
All right. Mike LaFay from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.